His palms were wide, his fingers long. She knew from experience he could use his hands for pleasure and pain. She'd been on the receiving end of both. But today, any touch from him felt wrong. And it had since the man below had come into her world. The satyr on the right charged, and Cinna's stomach curled into a knot. The man ducked beneath the sword, narrowly missed being decapitated, swiveled, and arced out with his blade. It caught the satyr across the chest, and he stumbled back. The satyr on the left lunged. The man hit the ground with a thud, rolled, then popped back up, catching the second satyr in the leg. He was stealth and danger and precision and coiled strength. And Cinna's blood hummed as she watched his body twist and turn and beat back the monsters with a rhythm that looked more like a dance than a battle. Blood gushed from the satyr's wound. The beast dropped his weapon, a pitchfork-like trident with long, angled teeth, and howled. The third, realizing it was his chance, lurched off the ground and hurled himself toward the man who held her riveted attention. Their bodies collided in a crunch of bones and tendons and sinew. Weapons went flying, fists connected with jaws. They rolled across the sand of the training arena. High above, Cinna tensed as she watched the man take hit after hit. At her back, Zagreus's excitement permeated the air around her, as did his whispered, "Come on, unleash the monster." His fingers dug into her shoulders. Pain spiraled from the spot, shooting up and down her spine, but she didn't move. Her eyes were fixed on the struggle below. Sand flew up into the air, blood and sweat coated their bodies, grunts echoed off the walls. They rolled again, and the satyr got the upper hand, pinning the man to the arena floor. One hand pressed down hard on his shoulder, while the other closed in a vice around his throat. Cinna's adrenaline surged, and a tight, hard lump formed in her chest, causing her breath to catch. Muscles flexed beneath the pale skin of the man's arms. He wrapped one giant hand around the satyr's, covering his throat, and tried to pull the satyr's fingers free of his windpipe. His other arm flew out to the side, grappling for the blade just out of his reach. His eyes bulged, his face turned red. Cinna's palms grew sweaty, and she swallowed hard, knowing what it felt to be held like that, willing him to break free, to live. Though why, she couldn't say. The satyr chuckled, a dark, menacing sound that drifted up to the rafters in a throaty growl.
"You are no savior, just a worthless, weak mortal about to visit the fires of Hades." "Not without you."
The man's neck muscles strained, his fingertips found the handle of the blade. Releasing his grip on the satyr's hand at his neck, he shoved against the satyr's shoulder, lifted his knee, and nailed the satyr in the balls. The satyr gasped in pain. The man closed his hand around the handle of the blade, yanked it close, then thrust it into the satyr's belly. The beast's eyes flew wide. Blood spurted from the wound. The man pushed hard, knocking the satyr off him, then stumbled to his feet. Blood covered the man's bare chest. His damp hair fell into his eyes, and sweat dripped off his tight muscles as he looked down at the writhing satyr. The satyr gasped one last time. Then his arms landed against the sand of the arena with a thud, and he fell silent. Chest heaving, the man turned his attention toward the remaining two beasts, both injured but not finished. Not yet.
"Yes,"
Zagreus whispered near Cinna's temple, his hot breath flaming her already overheated skin, his excitement palpable in the thick air.
"Finish them. Let the darkness free."
As if he heard him, the man turned and looked up into the spectator area where they stood. A deep scar cut across the left side of his face, disappearing beneath his beard, but his piercing amber gaze didn't hover on Zagreus. It landed on Cinna and held, as if